first Bishus Yedinavshi or Penner. I want to give a Biashakar to Tani. To welcome, if there are some new bachurim here, also it's an important part of what the yeshiva is. These few minutes that we have by these tabrangins to get together, so I want to talk about what we were just singing a little bit. That means Ve'eya Midaseinu Dal Hareinu. It's Erev Slichas. Sfadim, of course, been saying Slichas all month. There's a machshava, a hergish, that I want to share with you. Began to take shape 2 weeks ago when things were unraveling in Houston. And I was shown images by one of the chevra of what was happening there to our brothers and sisters and to others. You know, the parashiyos that we read during these days, leading us, bringing us into the Heichal HaMelech, Heichal de Malki, into Rosh Hashanah, into the Yemei Ratzon, the Yom HaKadosh. Every single word is filled with HaMelech. Every single word of the parashiyos is filled with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Everybody here knows that there are many remozim for the word Elul. There was one in particular that I heard first when I was maybe 10, 11 years old. And every year I tried to think about this. It was brought down in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph from the Eliyahu Rabba, that Elul is the Rashi Tevis Ishli Re'ehu U'matonis Le'evyon. Ishli Re'ehu U'matonis Le'evyon. Purim has a way of getting into everything. There's an expression, Agansio Purim, Agansio Freilich, and there's another expression that every day is not Purim, but the truth is that even when you're learning halacha, whatever you're learning, somehow, when Purim wants to get in, it gets in. So here we have Elul, the Rosh Tevis, Ish L'Re'eyu, Shalach Manitz, Ishtireyu matanis davyoyim. Vishatevis el. The pashas, of course, is kolam arachem labriyas marachem alovan ashamayim. That especially at this time of the year, we should try to give as much tzedakah as we can. To have rachmanis, to strengthen the feelings of reyus, of yedidus. There's nothing that gives a parent greater nachas than seeing that the children get along. Those of you who are parents, are there any parents here besides us? If there are other parents, so you know that. The greatest nachas that a parent has is when the children get along with each other. So we understand the Ishtar Ayu Matanus Dav Yayin. Certainly something that is woven into the fabric of this time of the year, not just Purim. Of a chol zois, what's the oinek adon? Let's try to understand on our level. But we just read a little while back in the parasha, Matnas Aniyim, where the Torah says, Yisik tzor b'sadecha, tzircha b'sadecha, b'shachachta, oime b'sade. If you're cutting, Yisik tzor tzircha b'sadecha, if you're cutting the field, b'shachachta oime b'sade, and you forgot one of the stalks in the field, what the shear is, the Mishnayis and Peah talk about, per gimel, per ches. You forget something behind, the Balabas forgets. What's that called? What's forgotten is called? Shikha. So the Torah says, Laisoshuv, the Torah says you should not go back. Laisoshuv, you should not go back and take it. Laisoshuv lekachtoi, but rather, you should leave it. Lager, layosim, la'almonim. In Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah says also, "V'zacharta ki evad ayisa be'eretz Mitzrayim." So this is very, very strange mitzvah. In general, the Bar Olam wants that each and every one of us should be thinking and focused. Hesach Hadas is something which is unappealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Das, his boinenus. And over here, there's a mitzvah called Shikha, where the Balabas, who's an accomplished, successful person, unwittingly, not by invitation, we're not talking here about the gifts that are given. We're not talking about aniyim who are invited to partake of the brachas of this Jew's field. But at a moment of weakness, this affluent Balabas was distracted, whatever happened. And suddenly he turns around and he sees the chevra, the ones who are less fortunate than him. He sees the geirim, the yesoimim, the almanis, picking up what he forgot. Benefiting from that moment of weakness, that moment of shikha. And at that moment, when the wealthy Balabas turns around and he says, Gevalt, he had some hole in his basket, something happened, I forgot. And he sees those individuals picking up the shikha. So v'zacharta ki evad ha'isa b'mitzrayim b'eretz Mitzrayim, suddenly he remembers that there was a time that we were all schleppers. That we were all groveling in the dirt looking for something to eat. And for that moment, the wealthy Balabas is transported to a different time, to a different place. And he sees himself in the fellowship as part of that chevra of Jews who suffer. But here there's a gewaldige yesod. The Medrash says in Rus, Yoyisim yimasha balabayis oyisil ha'oni, ha'oni oyisil ha'balabayis. The Baal Bayis thinks that he's the benefactor. He's the generous Gevir that's doing some great favor for the poor person. The Medrash brings a raya from Megillas Rus that Yois Mimasha Baal Bayis Oysel Ani Ha'ani Oysel Abayis Minola. Where do we see this? And Rus says to Naomi, Shem Ha'ish Asher Asisi Mahayim Boaz. Shem Ha'ish Asher Asisi Imo. The name of the man who I helped. Asher Asisi Imo. That's a Chazal learned. The man who I helped. The person who I lifted up. His name is Boaz. And Boaz confirmed this, of course. Bruchat Kibiti, Bruchat Hashem Biti. Heitav Chazde Cha'achon Min Harishon. You did such a toive for me. So Chazal learned from here that the Ani, the poor person, and Pnimius, the poor person, is Gormel Chesed to the wealthy person. He's the Baal Chesed that's giving to the wealthy person. So Rus, the Gyaris, whenever that Gyaris took place exactly, that's not for now. Rus, the Gyaris, the Almana, the Aniya, she has all the credentials. Ashra Sisi Imai, Chesed that I did. And Boaz says, I, Hitav Chazdecha Arch and Mari, the Chesed that you did for me, how kind you have been to me. Because, Chefe, you want to know what kindness is. What is the kindness that the poor person does in the field? That was a Ma'aseh Shikha. That the poor person does in the field. When that Shikha takes place, what does the poor person do for the Gevir, for the wealthy Balabas? At that moment that the Balabas forgets that Shikha takes place, and he looks back and he sees everybody scrambling to pick up the pieces. If he's a sensitive person, if he's a Boaz type of a person, he's able to hear the Rabbi Shalom whisper in his ear, Reb Yid, Reb Gevir. Do you think, Be'emes, that the only thing that has fallen out of your basket, the only thing that you have forgotten this past year is a couple of pieces of grain, a stalk of grain? Do you think that that's the shikha of the year? The Baruch Shalom says to the Gevir, and all of us, the Baruch Shalom says, look at yourself, and then look at the poor person. You know, David HaMelech, who was the richest Jew in the world, David HaMelech called himself a Yosem, which was said it by Minchur, if he said it by Mar. Ki ovi v'im yazavuni, v'Hashem yasvein, ovi v'im yazavuni. David HaMelech saw himself as a Yosem. David HaMelech saw himself ger anoichi ba'aretz, as a ger, as an oni ve'evyai, telas v'loyish. The richest Jew in the world saw himself as a ger, as a yosem, as an alman. Because the richest Jew in the world, the gevir. David HaMelech wasn't in halacha such a person, maybe a yosem. He certainly wasn't not a ger, and he wasn't an oni. But David HaMelech, when he looked back upon the past year, when he would look back upon his life, he would describe himself in such a way, because the midah of Malchus of David HaMelech is Vayisi Shafel Be'enai. Mekaloisi Oid Mizayis Vayisi Shafel Be'enai. And David HaMelech always felt, Rabbi Shalom, you know the truth. That it's not just a couple of things that fell out of my basket. You, Rabbi Shalom, know that I myself am so poor because this past year I forgot you. I forgot you. This past year I forgot my wife. how many times I didn't think of her. How many times she fell through the cracks. How many times my children were forgotten. It's not like some food that fell out of my basket. Rebbe Shlomo, there are holes in my life. There are holes in my Yiddishkeit. There are these gaping holes, and many things have fallen out during the course of my life. And Be'em is therefore, who's the Ger? Who's the Evyon, the Un? Who's the Alman? The Chesed that the poor people do for the wealthy people, the Chesed that the Rus's of the world do for the Boazes of the world, is that when we look and we see people wading around in the waters by Houston, or trying to pick up some pieces, some of the shikh of the storm, something that Harvey or Irma left behind. We're able to remember that we also are geirim in this world, we're also aniyim, we're also almanis, and we yesaimim. When my son was a little boy, we learned one mesechta after another mesechta. He was my only son. I was going to make sure that we were going to finish Shas together. And we learned one mesechta. The only problem was, I left him behind. He's a great learner, but I left him behind. Because he needed something else besides a father that just learned with him. And my girls needed something else besides a tznius patrol officer. And in certain ways, the ones that we love most, they fall out of the basket. We leave them along the way someplace. And the one, of course, who we forget more than anyone, is the one who never stops thinking of us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now let's come to Purim. You know, at this time of the year, last night we had a keenness of the women in our kehila, and one of the chevra in our shul is a Jew that you might have heard of, Charlie Arari. You heard of him? So Charlie is one of the chevra in the shul, and he's also an unbelievably sincere and gifted communicator at Elokus. And one of the questions that I asked last night when I was talking was, why is it that people, everybody's running to Shiurim this time of the year, even Jews that normally are not from the Shiur goers, you know? Everybody wants to go. And even Jews that don't normally get up and go to Davin in Bitzibur, or they're not so careful with Minyanim. So the pastors, of course, is people are nervous, they're scared. I spoke about something else last night, I'm sure they recorded that. But in Pnimius, every one of us desperately wants to be beautiful in the eyes of the King this time of the year. The rest of the year, we're not so makbid in how we look. But when it comes to this time of the year, uvahagiyatar kol nara unara, which the Zohar Kadosh learns is talking about each Jewish soul, when the time comes for each soul to appear lifnei hamelech, so the girls in the Megillah, says in the Megillah, Shisha Chadoshim B'Shem and Amar, Shisha Chadoshim B'Somim and Som, Sabruke and Oshim. The other women, not Esther. Esther, whose name means concealment. The other women were preoccupied with making themselves up, with covering their true identity, with making themselves smell better than they smelled and look better than they looked. Because when you come before the King, kivol lishpait es ha'aretz, when you come before the King, you want to make sure to look your best and to be on your best behavior. Because everybody wants to be nechtam and nechtam in the Sefer of Tzadikim, in the Sefer of Chaim for a good year. Ubagiyatar kol nara nara. when each of the Na'aras comes, Lefnei HaMelech, HaMelech, so then suddenly everybody tries to fix themselves up and look good. The Shem and Hamor, the Rebbe Somim, the Samruka HaNoshim. I remember looking on an old house in Queens many, many years ago, around, must be 45 years ago, when I was in the mikveh, and I came out from the mikveh, and I spritzed some deodorant. And his old chassid looked at me, and he said, "Look, is that my dilemma? You know what that means? What are you, a girl?" I never saw such a thing in his life. And he said something like, "Somebody got anusha. The song. I hope he's still alive. By now, he's also probably slapping on a little something." Sure, everybody wants to smell good this time of the year, right? This man starts, come with a pile of svarim, try to look good. You have a new Rebbe, or you want your old Rebbe to look at you in a new way. And then there's Hamel. But Bagia Ter Esther, Basavichayim. But Esther Hamalka is hidden from the entire world. But when she comes to the king, she comes Kedalim Re'ei Amidaseinu. Re'ei Amidaseinu. Dalim Ve'reikin. The way we come to Slichitz. L'cha Hashem Aztaka V'lona Baisus Apon. K'rashim Kedalim L'cha'roshim D'afakmu B'lasech. No Al Tashivein Reikam L'fanach. Esther Malka comes without making herself up. She dafka comes before the king the way she was. Uvachain avo al hamelach ha'shalayke does. The Torah brings down that, you know, our davening in Hashem Kippur, there's a word that reappears over and over, and we don't have really the rest of the year. Very rarely. Nusach svart by yishtabach Shabbos, we say what? Uvachain yishtabach. But Roshoni Yom Kippur is what? Uvechein tein pachtecha. Uvechein tzaddik. Uvechein tein kovod Hashem la'amech. Uvechein ovel ha'melech ha'shaloi kedos. Put them in the Torah. It comes from Esther HaMalka, who said, Uvechein, Rabbi Shalom, you know the truth. You know how much I have forgotten everything this year. You know more than anybody how I've forgotten my wife, my kids, I've forgotten you. I've forgotten my how to learn how to daven like a Jew. I've forgotten. There's so much shikh in my life. I'm so grateful that I've been reminded by the poor people this time of the year. Ish l'reyu matanis de'avyonim, that I myself am such an evyonim. That I myself am so alone without you. I'm such an almon. I'm such a ger. And you know, just like in the Megillah, when the king looks up and he sees a Jew who's honest, when he sees a Jew who just comes knocking on his door, very often slichas and shul, I begin with the words from an old song from a Jewish songwriter we used to listen to a lot. He was from Queens, him and his partner. And we used to listen to a lot. I told my father I was listening to Shimon and Garfunkel. And here I am, Lord, I'm knocking at your place of business. I know I ain't got no business here. But you said if I ever got so low I was busted, you could be trusted. And here I am, Lord. I'm an oni mamish, like David and Malach. I have nothing. Reya amidaseinu, dal and bereikim. I'm knocking at your place of business. I know I ain't got no business here after what I did this year. You said that if I ever got so low I was busted, you could be trusted. And when the king looks at Esther Hamalka, she's not coming with all the Samruki and others, with all the Gidazach, and she comes with herself, here I am. So the king looks up at this Achein Bechas. Ah, my Esther, I never saw a Jew so beautiful like you. To bring into the palace, that's how a Jew comes into Rosh Hashanah Kippur. because the Rebbeinu Shlom loves Jews like that. V'zoicha kol ha'nishkoches ata v'ein shik chalus nekisa kiredecha ki zoicha kol ha'nishkoches ata. The rich man initially felt very bad when he forgot something, but then when he saw the poor people, he remembered something. He remembered himself. He remembered that he's also poor. He remembered that with all that he's gathered in his life, he's empty just like them. And all he is like the rest of us, Rei Amad the same Adal and Rei, like David Melech. What a chesed. And a kashbaro who zoicha kol ha'nishkach zah. The Baruch Shalom has a special, he loves every Jew, but he has a special love for shikha Jews. Zoicha kol ha'nishkach. The Baruch Shalom remembers all those Jews who are forgotten, who feel forgotten, and all those Jews who remember how much they've forgotten, who are honest and humble and real. All those Jews who see other Jews, who are shikha Jews, who others have forgotten. A bacher in the Beis Medrash, who's sitting by himself. A new boy just came to the yeshiva. You have your chever, you're a gavur rabba. This boy, you see that he's alone. A boy that's a little bit different, that he's a little bit chizik. The Baruch Shalom's leket shikha peyim. Tashem is zoicha kol ha'nishkoches ata. Ve'ein shikha lefnei kisei kvedecha. Ein shikha lefnei kisei kvedecha. The Baruch Shalom doesn't forget a thing. He remembers when we remember. He remembers when we remember how much we've forgotten and we come to it sincerely and honestly. Dalim v'reikim, here I am, Lord. I admit, I'm not making myself up, I'm not putting on any cosmetics. I'm not covering up. This is me. Chaim Moshe ben Perel, this is me. I messed up. L'cha Hashem astoka lo nabayish asapam. And when a Jew is in that place, then you know what opens up? The king, you feel the king smiling and warmly pulling you in with the shavu d'zav. And uvachein tzadikim, you of Yismach. Uvachein, ten kovet Hashem anach. Uvachein, ten kovet Hashem anach. B'tikvah toiv l'darsha. L'miyachlam. To your children. I'll tell you a story. I'm leaving a little bit early. The pen will stay a little bit. I have to leave a little bit early. The Yid HaKadosh, Chusi Yoyna, the Yid HaKadosh had an enekel, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi from Parasov. The story is also told about Triska Magid. But it seems from Rav Zevin, who was very medactic, and also in Slonim, they're very medactic with stories. So it seems that it's really Rav Yaakov Tzvi Parasov. And it's not a long story, it takes a second. It was Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, first night of Sukkot. And Rav Yaakov Tzvi is coming to the Sukkot with all the family and all the chassidim, is coming to the sukkah to greet Yushpiz. And he stops by the entrance of the sukkah, and he can't walk into the sukkah. And he leans his head against the opening. He leans his head, and the chassidim hear that he's crying, Adam yisoyda me'ofer v'soyfer la'ofer. Adam Yisoyda may offer, man comes from the dirt. The Soifer la'offer. And he ends in the dirt. Kecheres ha'nishna. The whole Enkitsa, Kecholum Yo, the son of Taik. Kitsel Oyevim. And he's crying. And he said, a Kecheres is not allowed into the Sukkah. You know that. Because the klecheres is schmutzig, is dirty, it absorbs, it keeps the filth. So the Gemara says, a klecheres, you don't bring it to the sukkah klecheres. Adam Yisoyda me'ofer, the soifel offer, so Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi felt, how could I dare go into the sukkah? How could I bring myself into the sukkah, Meklei Cheres? And he was crying. And all of a sudden, Katashrai, he gave a call, and he straightened himself up, and he said, Meklei Cheres, Shviros and Metaharos, Meklei Cheres, when it's broken, it becomes pure. When it's shattered, it becomes pure. And then Rabbi Yaakov, he stood up, and the chassidim, they all walked into the sukkah. Uvechein oval ha-malach ha-shaloi kedas. Hashem is Baruch should help us to prepare. I don't normally give talks like this. But we were singing, Tani was singing Ve'ayam Yitaseinu, Da'al V'reikin. The real words are important words. That's how we enter into Slichas. That's how we enter into the Yimei HaRatzon. Those words. Not to get us depressed. It's the biggest chesed. The biggest chesed in the world. To remember that. Hashem is Baruch should help. Then the schus of our being able to feel brokenhearted and impoverished, that he'll fill every one of our baskets. Because all of us need a lot of things. Hashem is supposed to fill all of our baskets, all of Am Yisrael's baskets. Not just with extra supplies that are shipped in or taken by trucks to use them or wherever to help, and good Jews and good people to help other people. That's beautiful. But Vavikois Lechem Brocha, no? Ad lidai, with the gula Hashem amitis and heavy amen and amen.